We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
And welcome, Veg Embracing viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85, Media on the Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
The television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jordan plans to inaugurate 3 nature reserves in 2011. In cultural news, Sri Lanka celebrates its National Day. In animal welfare news, United Kingdom scientists develop a prosthetic canine. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 4th, is the birthday of the President of Nepal, His Excellency Dr. Ram Bharan Yadav. Born in 1948 in the Dhanusha district in Nepal, His Excellency is the country's first president elected to office in 2008. President Dr. Yadav is committed to a unified and harmonious nation. In addition, His Excellency has expressed concern over conserving biodiversity and has called for actions to mitigate the impacts of climate change in the Himalayas. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Ram Bharan Yadav. Dedication to the betterment of Nepal and the well-being of our earth. May you have a blessed birthday celebrated with cherished ones.
Flying news. Massive winter storm pummels two-thirds of USA. A storm described by the National Weather Service to be of historic proportions descended over the Midwest and Northeast regions with drifting snow, ice, and sleet on Wednesday, February 2nd. Two weather-related fatalities were reported in New York and Oklahoma. Amidst warning that the winter storm would affect 10 million people across 30 states from New Mexico to Maine, lives in many regions came to a standstill as major interstate highways, railways, primary schools, universities, and government offices were closed.
More than 5,200 flights were canceled, and over 375,000 customers were rendered without power. Meanwhile, states of emergency were declared in Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Oklahoma, as hundreds of National Guard personnel were deployed to rescue stranded motorists. Extreme wind chills struck in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, North and South Dakota, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and parts of Texas. In Bismarck, North Dakota, winds combined with temperatures of minus 30 degrees Celsius were said to be capable of causing frostbite to exposed skin in less than 5 minutes. The nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency announced the preparation of electricity generators, food, water, and other supplies to assist state and local officials.
As when severe winter conditions were reported earlier in January, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our association members please consult with local officials to see if any help is required. Conveying her wholehearted prayers, she also requested that they go if possible to render comfort to the most vulnerable, saying that emergency funds would be available.
We are grateful for the efforts of all officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive concern. Our prayers for the continued protection of the storm-affected residents, and that such weather intensities are eased through our gentler regard for all beings.
Earthquakes strike New Zealand, Formosa or Taiwan, India, USA, and China. In Oceania, New Zealand's North Island experienced a series of 4 earthquakes that hit approximately 30 kilometers south of Gisborne, within 90 minutes of each other, on Tuesday, February 1st. Measuring up to 4.2 on the Richter scale, the tremors were followed by a stronger quake of 5.9 that was felt throughout North Island on Friday.
In Formosa or Taiwan, a tremor measuring 5.5 was recorded offshore of Hualien County on Tuesday afternoon and was felt 100 kilometers away in Taipei as the 5th and largest earthquake to hit the area that day, after 4 others measuring up to 4.0 in magnitude occurred earlier. Also on Tuesday, a 5.6 magnitude tremor hit off the coast of India's Andaman Islands in the evening, centered approximately 192 kilometers southeast of Port Blair. Meanwhile, in North America, several communities on the Alaskan Peninsula of the USA were rocked by a 5.9 magnitude tremor centered 40 kilometers south of Sandpoint. Also on Tuesday, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake jolted the Dahong region of China's Yunnan province, with nearly 65,000 people evacuated for their safety as the tremor damaged some 600 homes.
Local officials sent relief teams and materials including tents, cotton padded quilts, coats, and 10 tons of rice to ensure the quake-affected citizens would have a safe and warm Chinese Lunar New Year. Fortunately, this and all the other earth-shaking events did not cause casualties or injuries.
We are thankful for the safety of the quake-affected residents in all parts of the world at this time. May such instabilities become a thing of the past as humanity strives for greater kindness toward fellow inhabitants and our shared earthly abode.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World Interfaith Harmony Week commences. Launched by the United Nations on February 1, 2011, as the first ever of its kind, the concept for World Interfaith Harmony Week was approved in November 2010 by the UN General Assembly. A statement was issued saying, "The event is devoted to spreading a message of interfaith harmony and goodwill in the world's churches, mosques, synagogues, temples, and other places of worship, based on love of God and love of one's neighbor, each according to their own religious traditions or convictions." In a message for the occasion, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon noted that spiritual leaders and religious groups play an indispensable role in supporting efforts for peace.
As such, World Interfaith Harmony Week is being commemorated around the world with events that include Muslim and Christian leaders in Amman, Jordan, coming together to visit a mosque and a church and pray for peace in the region, an interfaith festival of art and music in the Philippines, as well as others in South Africa, the United States, and Australia. Our earnest appreciation and accolades all participants of World Interfaith Harmony Week. May the faithful worldwide enjoy activities that bring an expansion of understanding and brotherly love among humanity across the globe.
Afghanistan signs child protection agreement. Meeting in the nation's capital, Kabul, Afghan government and United Nations officials signed an agreement to halt the recruitment of children into security forces. In this significant step towards bettering the future of Afghan children, the new action plan will also improve the rights of youths as well as seek to prevent their physical harm. The UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict, Radhika Kumaraswamy, stated, "Today we come together to undertake a big step for a better future for the children of Afghanistan. Let us start now with a wide partnership, full ownership, and renewed dedication to one goal: protect all children from the impact of the conflict and to prepare them for a durable peace. Our respectful congratulations, Afghanistan and United Nations, for your work together in protecting the cherished lives of children. Blessed be such noble endeavors in bringing lasting peace to Afghan families across the land."
Alexis, or Vietnamese journalist, remembered. Investigative journalist Lê Hoàng Hùng of Long An, Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, was reported to have succumbed to extensive burn injuries sustained at the hands of an unknown intruder. Mr. Lê had been employed by the Worker newspaper for many years, often covering sensitive issues such as corruption. Colleagues expect the tragic incident may have stemmed from his recent high-profile coverage of wrongdoings in Long An Province Market Control Department. Hundreds of people, including provincial leaders and media representatives, came to offer their respect for his passing. "We join in sending sympathies to Mr. Lê Hoàng Hùng's loved ones. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love and light, as we pray for the protection of all courageous journalists who work diligently to share truthful and timely news with the public."
Save our planet. Over two millennia of European tree ring data reveals how climate change affected civilizations. Led by paleoclimatologist Ulf Bundgen, researchers at Switzerland's Federal Research Institute for Forest, Snow, and Landscape studied over 9,000 samples of tree ring data to create a 2,500-year history of European climate fluctuations. Comparing these to major historical events, the scientists determine a link between climate and society. They found, for instance, that the abundant crops nourished by wet and warm summers helped support prosperity during Roman and later in European medieval times, and that the fall of the Western Roman Empire occurred during a period of drought and increased climate variability, which would have adversely affected food supplies.
In another example, combined cold and wetter summers around 1300 coincided with plague and famine that led to the loss of nearly half of Europe's population within the next 50 years. The researchers concluded that climate change events, which positively or negatively affected agricultural production, amplified political, social, and economic situations in the past and may have implications for our modern era.
Dr. Bundgen and colleagues at the Swiss Federal Institute for Forest, Snow, and Landscape, we appreciate your comprehensive analysis that shows the connection between physical and social events. May such revealing comparisons remind us to strive ever more urgently for lives of balance and harmony with nature.
As during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often discussed the importance of the moral aspects that determines a civilization's sustainability.
If we have the spiritual eye, we will find that past civilizations, both on Earth and other planets, sometimes developed too quickly in the technological sense, but the spiritual development, their store of love, was low or empty. We see the pattern is that no society can last long if they refuse to sustain the lives of their own members and fellow beings. I mean, include all the beings like animals and trees. Or if they destroy the environment they live in, then that society cannot live long. The real problem is our meat consumption, the tendency of mass killing that we have made a part of our lives. It is not normal. We cannot earn a living or sustain a living by death. Now, if we, the human race, develop as a vegan society, and better yet, a spiritual vegan society, there will be no limit to our material development. Because then we will have the wisdom and the love to propel us on a balanced, straight course of the future, bright future for our planet and our children.
Save our planet. At the Qatar Motor Show, German automaker Volkswagen unveils the new low-carbon plug-in hybrid XL1, which can travel over 420 kilometers on 1 gallon of diesel and is expected to be production-ready by 2013.
Save our planet. U.S. Geological Survey scientists warn of future climate change impacts in California, USA, including precipitation events of up to 10 feet of rain that could destroy 25% of the state's homes, prompting a call to the government for mitigation plans.
Save our planet. As European, African, and Canadian agriculture ministers meet to discuss global food shortages, they call for an end to speculation in food commodities, warning that continued food price increases would likely lead to social unrest and instability.
Hello, it's me, Jamal the Springbok, and I'm following a compassionate plant-based diet. Have you ever searched the word vegan.blog online? There are some really interesting sites with great cruelty-free recipes and other fun ideas for your loyal friend. Have fun! Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
Ecology News, Jordan plans to inaugurate 3 nature reserves in 2011. Situated in the Jordan Valley, Qatar, Fifa and Jebel Maasuda will be initiated as part of the Integrated Ecosystem Management Jordan Rift Valley project. It was established by the Royal Society for the Conservation of Nature in 2008. Plans are also in place to found 4 conservation localities. Through these eco-steps, a range of various terrains, including an oasis, woodlands, mountains and valleys, and the precious plant and animals of these regions, will be protected. Congratulations, Jordan, on taking these significant measures. May you have much success in preserving your magnificent country and wildlife with Allah's great blessings.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Sri Lanka, observing its independence gained in 1948. The origins of Sri Lanka can be traced to the 6th century BCE and is known for preserving Theravada Buddhism and the creation of a complex system of irrigation. An island country south of India, Sri Lanka is blessed with an abundance of scenic beauty. Its Sinaraja Forest Reserve and Central Highlands are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Over half the trees in the primary tropical rainforests of the Sinaraja Forest Reserve are endemic and many are recognized as rare. The Central Highlands is considered a super biodiversity hotspot with an outstanding range of flora and fauna. We wish the kind people of Sri Lanka a splendid National Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, Mitzi becomes the first canine to have a prosthetic ankle to help her walk. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more favourable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, sharing news for a considerate world. In animal welfare news, Mitzi, the canine, regains her ability to walk normally through the use of a prosthetic ankle. The 3.5-year-old German Shepherd from the United Kingdom became the first dog to undergo this type of surgery. It was developed by Professor Gordon Blunt of University College London and Dr. Fitzpatrick of Godalming. After Mitzi's foot was crushed and needed to be amputated, a titanium rod was implanted in the bone. It included a peg to which the prosthetic is attached. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Professor Gordon Blunt and Dr. Fitzpatrick, for your very beneficial innovation. We wish you, beautiful Mitzi, many happy years with loved ones joyfully partaking in all life's wonderful activities.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Bosnian titled Sheep Talk.
Sastale se dvije koze. Moj jadni prijatelju, izgledaš tako umorno. Ma da, morao sam izbrojati 527 čobana prije nego što sam konačno zaspao.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I have been watching Supreme Master TV for years. I am a satellite installer of DSTV. And I make sure to sit Supreme Master TV after all my installation. Be happy. Mwamba from Cape Town, South Africa.
Delightful Mwamba, thank you for your sweet note and blessed intention. Good job for helping others install our vegan channel. God bless you and all the kindred souls of South Africa.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your treasured ones be graced with everlasting peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Philippine government announces an economic growth rate of 7.3% during 2010, the fastest in 24 years, with public optimism buoyed by President Benigno Aquino's pledges for greater government transparency, expansion of trade, and agricultural recovery.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and visiting Malaysian Minister of International Trade and Industry Mustafa Mohammed discuss increasing economic and trade cooperation between the two countries.
A study published in the journal Ophthalmology shows that AdSpex, or self-adjustable eyeglasses, developed by Professor Joshua D. Silver of Oxford University in the UK, are helping to provide an affordable way for less fortunate children in developing nations to correct their nearsightedness.
Japan's space agency launches a satellite with an electricity-charged metal net spanning several kilometers, intended to catch and collect some of the estimated 10 million pieces of human-made debris circulating the Earth in space.
Following a campaign and petition by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, the U.S. Department of Transportation begins promoting non-animal methods for corrosivity tests required by the department for companies transporting chemicals.
The United Arab Emirates charity Zakat Fund donates a total of $2.7 million in school fees during 2010 to assist some 2,800 less fortunate students.
During his Marathon Quest 250 in support of the charity Right to Play, 55-year-old Canadian Martin Parnell ran 5 marathons a week for an entire year, totaling 10,550 kilometers to raise $250,000 for 5,000 underprivileged children to be able to improve their livelihoods through sports. Supreme Master Ching Hai is pledging $10,000 to support Mr. Parnell's dedicated and caring endeavor.
Medical specialist Dr. John Zoroyan of Emory Sports Medicine Center in Georgia, USA, develops a new knee surgery technology that enables the reconstruction of cartilage and tissue without hindering young athletes' normal growth.
A letter from Cyprus President Dimitris Christofias to his Palestinian counterpart Mahmoud Abbas acknowledges recognition of Palestine's statehood while pledging to raise the status of the Palestinian diplomatic delegation in Nicosia to that of an embassy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.